In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For a glad obedience, that we who are treasured by God for Christ's sake may do all he has spoken, let us pray to the Lord. For laborers in the Lord's harvest, that God would continue to raise up pastors, missionaries, teachers, and church workers, that he would make his people quick to speak of his salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For persecuted believers, that God would look with compassion upon them, give them the words to confess and deliver them from their enemies. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For parents, that the Father of all mercy would bless them and their children, cause his peace to rest upon our homes, and sustain us to the next generation also as his treasured possession. Let us pray to the Lord. For good governance, that God would give authorities wisdom to enact laws without sinful bias and to foster charity among the citizens of our land, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and the recovering, especially Dick and Arlene and anybody else we mention now or in our hearts, that the Lord would grant them healing. The wounded in spirit, that the Lord would make them whole. For the grieving, that the Lord would comfort them. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who commune, that as the Lord welcomed Moses into his presence at Mount Sinai, he would also welcome us and receive us, Christ's body and blood, for our forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord. O blessed Lord, through Moses you called your people to yourself, and from them you delivered up your own Son to be our Savior. By his sufferings and death, he has redeemed us sinners from our sins. By his resurrection, he has released us from the fear of death. Help us to live as your people, doing good works for which we were created, and praying with confidence the petitions and supplications of our heart. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.